Lord, you have shown us what blocks your graces and gifts. Please help us clear it out of our hearts and minds. Amen. Lately, the Lord has really been drawing attention to my tendency to be critical and judge, and I absolutely hate it. I want it out of my life so badly. So I began, Lord, I'm here. Please forgive me of judgment. Oh my God, how I hate it. Make my heart and mind like yours. Jesus replied, I am so pleased that you are taking this bull by the horns. This is more than a demonic assignment. It is a generational curse passed down from your mother's lineage. It was given to cut off life, creativity, friendships, and associations. I was beginning, okay, is this the Lord? And he said, by the way, this is me. Thank you, Lord. He continued, the whole community is infested with this to a greater or lesser degree. It is how people operate in the world, finding fault, putting each other down, discouraging new growth and inspiration. Much of it is coming from fear, like a survival mechanism to protect the ego from damage. When you are busy finding fault, you do not think about your own faults. So you get nowhere. You do not grow. Rather, you live in a stifled world of fear. Lord, what about people that are successful and creative? He said, you will find that they have a very positive outlook on most things. They do not spend time tearing others down because they're busy creating and building. The more successful, the more positive the outlook. Look at Donald Trump. He is constantly encouraging the positive. But this is not about psychology, but spirituality. Critical spirit stifles a positive spirit, and you need a positive spirit to encourage growth. You see, when people are focusing on the negative, they are also cutting off their nose to spite their own face. It's like a conveyor belt that is constantly serving up criticism. It causes people to think negatively about life, so they are too stifled. It is a sin to criticize others. And now that I think about it, fear is behind this. And I think that contributes to why people are so fearful of everything, because they've focused on negativity. So I said, help me, Jesus. I saw his face and upper body very clearly. He said, you see, I am speaking with you, my beloved bride. I would be very happy if you could get to the point where you trust it is me, but I do understand your caution. Lord, I don't want to have a negative thought about anyone or anything. He replied, I know this, and that is why we're coming forth with this issue. More people have this problem than they're willing to admit. What is not understood is that when you admit you do have a problem in your hidden thought life, it brings it out into the open to be dealt with. But many are so ashamed of this, they will not admit it. They just keep shoving it down into the hidden recesses of the heart. My people, do not hide this fault anymore. I want to bring you into a new season of life with new equippings, but you must first clean out your hearts from negativity. Rash judgment does more to separate and destroy relationships, families, and friends than anyone cares to admit. When it happens, the enemy tries to reason with you. You are just being discreet. When it is actually a deadly tool that must be purged from your hearts and minds. Once a lie is planted in your heart about another, it brings forth bitter roots which choke out constructive thinking and energy from that relationship and other relationships as well. Bitterness is a highly toxic and contagious disease of the spirit of a man or a woman who desires to be holy. Beloved, I want you to study this dynamic very carefully and purge it out of your hearts and minds. Ezekiel, too, comes from this kind of environment. Both of you need to unite to conquer this. I will help you, as always. You will be quite surprised the good that is released when you totally cease from entertaining this toxic spirit. At that point, I must have been drifting a little because he said, "Are you with me?" I said, "Yes, Lord, absolutely." "Then make it a point to sift it out. No innuendos, no slurs, or even sighs should escape your heart. The answer is to pray for those you are prone to find fault with. You will be shocked at the turnaround that will take place in them. Walls will come down. Warmth will return to your interactions with them. Don't for a minute believe they don't feel your negativity about them, especially in the community, which is so sensitive to the spirit. You will also start to like yourself more." I said, "How's that?" And I had a flash vision of poop on my hands. He said, "In order to smear others, you must have the ugly stuff to apply in your own hands. That is why I once told you that your hands were covered in blood from innocent souls, because you found fault and criticized, wounded them, and innocent blood fell on your own hands. It is good to remember that a critical spirit will go after friends, but it will also turn on you. You cannot wound others without yourself being wounded. Even if these things just go on inside your heart, still, the dynamic is the same. You need to be recreated without a bitter bone in your body. Depending on how diligent you are to root this out of your system, it can happen quickly. A bad habit turning around to be a good habit, to discourage even the demons." You know, one of the tactics that the Lord is showing to us to use is every time you have an ugly thought about someone, pray for them. Of course, repent of the ugly thought, but pray for them. And I would imagine after a while, the demons will get very upset because that person is getting a lot of prayer. "Please apply yourselves to this practice to make room for the wonderful new gifts and anointings I have for you. I love you and I am with you in this endeavor. Take my hand and we will do it together."